Blog Talk Radio.
You just bring me on for a first shit. Right now. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production. Yeah. We got another one.
There is. I'm gonna need this to
all do
on
this class.
When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'ma tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
It's a booty big, yeah. It's a booty song,
yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl, show it
Come
all
on.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample. But now we're gonna get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, and y'all know what the song's about, if you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
It's a booty big,
yeah.
It's
okay.
A booty song,
yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl, show it
Woo.
All. Show it all. Show it all. Is a booty big?
Yeah.
Is a booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Dagger's here.
To help you represent, you tried to squeeze your ass in a skirt. Nope.
Didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be
a
trick. Get all in no booty. Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it faster. Get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how to
booty ride.
Smooth skin.
Gotta glide.
I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and there's a proof. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus kind of cute. Smelling good. Need to take a last chick. Had a lot of butt, but had a butterface. Be careful when you see your booty, even though it's round and brown. He's ugly with no titty.
What happened
when she turns around? I ain't here to clown. I'm only here to speak the truth and hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
Is the booty big?
Yeah.
Is the booty
Come
song?
On. Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yeah.
Is the booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it
Tell me why you acting scared. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect. When you're ready, show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue, in the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass.
Get over here.
Sorry that I jumped the gun. Dagger's starting to have fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch your back and give me some. Or turn and run away. The dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway. Thinks I'm gonna pay to play.
Nope.
Never, bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you broke. Leave me
the fuck alone.
Dagger doesn't pay to play. So
okay.
A trick I'll never
nope.
Be. I'm closer to a pimp, cause some bitches always paying me.
Is a booty man?
Yeah.
Is a booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch
For
in
real.
Your back, girl. Show it all. Show
Let's
it all.
It.
Show it all. Is a booty man?
Yeah.
Is a booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
Come
it
on.
All. Show it all.
You got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attractive. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't wear any, let it breathe. Plus the tat above it makes me smile like I'm saying. Gotta stop and freeze. Let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulic to a booty. Got it sitting high. See, you be getting high. Power feels a gist trick. I do them all at once. I'm going hard. Don't gotta think. I need a hypey chick. Thick. I don't need a square. But if you want to come to the
house,
I'll take you there. We can do it anywhere. Trust I'll treat that body well and have you please screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty big?
Yeah.
Is the booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yeah.
Is the booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Yes, if you're tuned in, you are listening to Bang Out Radio. This is Slap Sunday, and who am I? The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Sorry, y'all, I'm a little late today, man. It's been a long week. It's been a really long week, been a really long weekend. I'm drained physically, I'm drained emotionally, I'm drained mentally. But the show must go on. That's how we ride through the pain, we ride through the emotions, we ride through whatever comes to us or whatever, we keep it pushing. Because, you know what I mean, it's either lay down or get up and keep pushing. So I'm just going to keep up and get up and keep pushing as far as I can, as long as I can. So that's all there is to it. I'd like to thank y'all for being here today on this another Slap Sundays. Got a special guest, Super Cold, in the game tonight, going to hang out with me. So y'all make sure, if y'all want to call in, got any questions for him, 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to holler at him or the host. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Also, shouts out to Big Boss Lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Remember, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. She's doing big things. Waiting to see that video. Waiting for it. You know, we all waiting for it. So I'm waiting to see how that turned out. But we're gonna get right into my host. I'm the host. It should be my guest star today. 7304. Super Cold. Hold on. Come on. Let's see. There it is, Super Cold.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Super Cold. How's it going, boss?
What's up with it? What's up with it, man? Chip Gang, you know, just in here representing for the homie.
As you should, man. My fault, man, for being a little late today, man. It's just been rough. It's been wild, but I got here as soon as possible. Good looking out, hanging out, waiting for you, boy, man. I don't like to keep people waiting because I don't like people waiting on me, you know what I mean? But thanks for hanging out. Thanks for waiting, you know. Let them know, Super Cold, straight out the gate, like who you are, what you represent, where you from, man. Let them know real quick, you know, just for those that don't know.
Well, you know, the HD Chip Gang is what we represent, you feel me? I am Rocious. You know, I'm standing in for Super Cold. Super Cold tonight, he has some family details he had to get to, so, you know, he put his second in.
Okay, my bad, boss. What's your name again, boss?
Rocious. Jay is so
Rocious. Okay, okay, you featured on one of his niggas' tracks right here. I see you. Okay, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, he has some big business he had to handle tonight. So, you know, he let your boy stand in for him. You know what I mean? We up here standing up big time. You know, 818, stand up. Pac-Town, stand up.
Yeah, as you said, yeah, that's good, though. People looking out for people. Like I said, we in here on Sundays. I had to look out for my girl Marley B on Wednesdays, this past Wednesday, because, you know, she went to Mars and went on the trip and didn't take a nigga or whatever, so I had to cover her show. So it's just been crazy all week, boss. But what y'all got going on? What's any shows coming up? I mean, where can people go find y'all? Where can they see y'all?
Man, we all over the net right now. We on that Reverb, of course, on Bang Out. And also, we on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We do the Facebook big. If you want to catch us on Facebook, go to Super Cold on the Facebook. And then Reverb Nation, also look for us under HD Chip Gang. It's about 4 or 5 of us in the group. You know, we all a bunch of solo artists that came together to do a big music thing. We all grew up in the same area, you know, 818, a lot of talented young brothers come from that area of town. We just all want to put it down together, you know what I mean, for the love of the music.
Hey, that's exactly as it is, exactly as it should be. Let these people know, like, how hard it is to actually find some real people that's actually trying to do the same shit, you know what I mean, because I know you probably, I don't know, or first off, let them know how long y'all been doing this, how long you been doing music for starters, for jump.
Oh, man, me solo personally, I've been doing music for more than 10 years, man. Music is my life. I've been doing it ever since I was coming up out of the cabbage patch, you know what I'm saying? Music runs in my blood. My whole family's attached to music, you know, from the church house to the workhouse, you know what I mean?
Okay. And then when did you link up with the rest of the clique?
Oh, man, the HD clique, we kind of put it together. HD was already doing its own thing, and then we already, they recognized the talent, and we all came together. We've been together down about 5-6 years now, strong.
Man, that's dope. Like I said, it's a really cold game out there right about now, and then it's hard to find people that you could actually trust, that you could actually vibe with and actually work with and try to build some shit with. So it's good. It's definitely good when, you know, you come across, especially when you come across people that's like fam from the same area. Y'all kind of got a little bit of the same background, but y'all come at it your own way. So it's still all different. But, you know what I mean? It all comes together. So that's real good. Shit, man. Let me get into, actually, I'm just going to jump right into one of these Super Cold tracks. I'm going to get into this Catatonic real quick. All right, we'll be right back right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah. Try to go back. You know what it is, what's happening, babe? You know what it is, what's happening, babe? I'm
Diamonds in my catatonic, glitter bomb blew up on it in a state of euphoria in my own world. Visualizing the moment of passing, what's the probability? Freaking off with the homegirl, floating on the cush cloud, momentary mind trip, out of body episode, stuck in the sublimeness. I can make the clock stop, situation timeless, exclusivity, only place you gon' find this. Hold up, wait a second, love, how would you define bliss? You living in the moment, right? Why don't you reply this? Big bottles of your favorite fights in the ice bucket. I don't know about that other shit, I got some fine pocket. Bubble bath, jacuzzi tub, baby, cut the jets on. Roll settle, satin sheets, keep them to the next moan. California king, big enough to get your stretch on. Nothing like your old man, hop up on this gold track. You know what it is, was planning back. You know what it is, you know what it is, catapulting to a whole nother time zone, in a dimension where only I'm on, destination rock star who coming with me, shit is only at the top of me, it's good and plenty, light years ahead of those who thinking they fucking with me, orbit all around these clowns, like it's nothing to me, I spin them all around on the access, on the collision course with success, irritated pockets on asses. Ain't no coming back for me, I'm changing address. I'm coming down in this cutty like an asteroid. Get to falling on these bitches, call me Sandboy. Gravitating, ripping wood through a Cali Canyon. Got a crooner on the tuner, mean I'm effing jamming. Got saw that right inside it, man, she effing slamming. And everything is looking good, shit is outstanding. We high on solid God. You know what it is, was planning back. You know what it is, we're planning back. You know what it is, we're planning back. You know what
I bet I'll be on top. Ohio, stand up, I'm setting up shop. So I'm black lady, the red cream of the crime. I work while you sleep, I'm in overtime. I'm working all day, I'm in overtime. Getting this bread, I'm in overtime. Make no mistake, boy, I'm on my grind.
You know what it is, man. We out here, man. Shout out to my man, you know, man. Say, Squash, what up, baby? Hey, what we do, man? Going down, man. Watching music in the street, man. More black than the building, man. The Hustle Man, man. ThatPiff.com, man. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
I'm up while you sleep, I'm in overtime. I'm working all day, I'm in overtime. Getting this bread, I'm in overtime. Make no mistake, boy, I'm on my grind.
Yes, 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 we're back. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, The Dagger. Got my man Rucius out that HD click, hanging with your boy for the day. Special guest. You know what I mean? We just going to get it in today. We just going to chop it up about whatever like we do on Slap Sundays all day, every day. And just not only do we bang them slappers, we slap people, we try to slap people out of their stupidity because there's just way too much bullshit and drama going on in the world for people to, like, I don't know, to get mixed up in it all. And it's just weird because, at least as far as I go, I try not to get mixed up in it, but it always seems to find me. So it's always about what you do when it comes to you. You know what I mean? Rucius, what do you think one of the hardest things right now, or what's the one of the hardest things you had to get over in order to be to get to the place where you at right now? Like, you know, in life, might have been a girl, might have been a hater, or what's one of the hardest things you've had to get over or you had to face right now in way of your success?
Yeah, I got you, man. You know what? A lot of young cats struggling with this right now, man, and that's not switching it up, man. Just look, I found my own spot. I found my own thing that works for me, and I just keep doing it. You know what I mean? Whether it's the popular thing right now, maybe it's not the cracking thing today, but you got to do you. You can't follow everybody else, and you can't really expect to get by on another person's coattail. So any hard work that needs to be done, you got to be real hands-on. Don't be afraid of hard work. Don't be afraid of taking long nights, man. You know what I mean? And to those who work hard, it comes.
Because that's what I feel now. I feel that a lot of people feel like shit should just be handed to them. You know what I mean? Like they don't got to go out and do it themselves. All they got to do is sit back and then it's just going to come to them. Like somebody's just going to hand it over. Or they don't got to put in no work. They don't got to put in no dedication. And it sucks because sometimes that's how people are brought up. I mean, I'm not trying to say if you've been brought up in a better situation than most, then that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's about a humbleness. It's about a self-drive. I mean, you know what I mean? If you don't have that motivation yourself within yourself and you always think something's going to get handed to you, then eventually you're going to learn. And it's better to learn earlier than later, in my opinion.
True indeed, brother.
Because this shit is just fucking crazy, like, and then it's just dumb shit, like some shit I had to deal with even earlier today, and you just can't let people distract you. I guess that's how I want to start off. You can't, whatever you're focused on, whatever your goal is in life, whether it be music, family, job, whatever it is, you have to stay focused on what you're doing. Even if you're out there slanging or doing some other shit, that's fine too. But the one thing my dad did teach me was if you're gonna do wrong, at least do it right. You know what I mean? There's still a way to do shit. You know what I mean? Where you don't have to always be looking over your back. Where you don't always have to be worried about the next motherfucker. Where you always don't gotta hear somebody's mouth about what you're doing. And where people get fucked off, it seems like, is when they get caught in the mix of that shit. When people overstep their.
You know, like when you say that right there, I hate to cut you off, but I gotta say, you know, you gotta have a solid foundation. You know, the older homies, they gotta back you up. You know what I mean? You gotta have the right people in your corner as well as the right mind state when you're doing these things out here, because a lot of times a lot of things ain't promised, and those who work hard ain't guaranteed success. Success is not guaranteed through hard work. But one thing is, hard work will get you closer to success if you use it in the right way. You know what I mean? So you can't be afraid of it. You got to be out here and put yourself on the line. I just want to give a shout out to all my people. They 1-8 Chip Gang right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here with my big homie. Can I give him one more time?
Yeah, this is Big Braze. What's going on for the Pacoima area?
Yeah, man.
You know, Dagger, we just want to show you some love, Dagger. You know, we got big love out here. We on the West Coast, man. Like you say, we doing what we do, man. We out here getting right,
and
you know.
And I need that right now, you know what I mean, boss? Because like I said, these motherfuckers is crazy, man. And I'm trying, And I'm trying not to flip the fuck out on people. You know what I mean? You know how hard it is to be that, like, you know what? That ain't worth it. You know how hard it is? Because, you know, some niggas' attention, not attention spans, what is it? You know, fuses. Niggas' fuses is real short. You know what I mean? And they keep trying to test mine. And it's like all I'm trying to do is the right thing. Trying to bang these slappers, trying to fuck with real independent artists that's out here trying to do their thing. I'm not trying to bother nobody, not trying to fuck with nobody, but everybody always seems to want to fuck with me. Or to try to fuck with, everybody always wants to fuck with those people that are doing something because either they ain't doing shit or they hating on what you're doing. You know what I mean?
So I
need that love. You know what I mean? I need that right now. I was so close to being like, fuck, you know, but I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? I was late to my show today, and I don't even like being late because I know that I have a responsibility. But it's just been a rough week. Just went on a long field trip this weekend. It's just been rough. Nigga lost his job earlier this week. I mean, I ain't got no reason to really smile right now except for what I'm doing right now, which is why I'm always gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's when you find a reason to smile. Like I said, I got this and I got my music. So just like music saved my life. So I'm never going to turn my back on something like this, and I'm never going to turn my back on those that are trying to do the same thing that I'm doing. Because without y'all, there is no me, you know what I mean? Without the independent artists doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing and getting on top of their game, I wouldn't even have no shit to bang. You know what I mean? We all in this together in a sense.
That's real talk, DJ. Like, you know, Dag, what I want to say is, like, on that note, the hard work aspect of it, you know, back to that, you got to keep that. But then you also got to say to yourself, is this where I want to be? Because a lot of cats, they say, damn, I want to be like, you know, this person or that person, and I want to be, you know, the floss in the flame. But it takes a lot of grind to get there, a lot of grit and sacrifice.
Yeah, it does. See, even at that, I ain't even trying to get to the floss in the flame. Personally, you know me, if I just like I said, I'm like the music. If anybody likes my music, you know, if that shit comes, you know what I mean, then so be it, you know. But it's also like what you guys were saying earlier. You got to involve yourself and be around those people that are trying to do something positive. You can't be around people that are constantly negative, trying to bring you down, that are constantly taking away from things. You got to surround yourself with those that are trying to do something in their life just like you're trying to do in your life. And
yep.
Because
don't be with the 40 drinkers, man. You hanging out with the 40 drinkers in the wrong spot.
And the 40 drinkers, like every day, all day 40 drinkers, like wake up at 9, 10 a.m., they just opened a liquor store, they done went in there and got their 40 already, just go sit at a park or something all day. You know what I mean? Niggas is just not doing shit, and these is the first motherfuckers that talk shit about those that are trying to do something. So this is this kind of stupidity that is just frustrating. But I just know that everybody feels this kind of frustration, and it's just all about what you do with it. It just makes me focus that much harder. It just increases my drive. It just makes me want to do so much better just to prove all these people wrong. You know what I mean? And that's what it works out for me. What do you guys? Let's see. What is it that you guys like? How do I want to word this? let me make sure I say this the right way. Who are some of the, like, people that are influences to y'all? Like, who are some of the people that you do look up to that maybe came before you that you say, like, paved the way for y'all that you guys look up to?
Well, you know, like I said, we a group that's been together for so long, you know what I mean? It definitely comes from a family-oriented place. You know, my mom's, my dad, you know, they help support me get to be where I want to be and help push me to be the person I want to be and do the things that make me a better person, not the things that maybe you're popular, but things that make you a better person. But you gotta get yourself and get your peoples together. So for me, it's definitely my folks, you know, and then as well as where I come from and all the things I've seen to help me call myself a real person or a real nigga, you know, to that will make me see the world my way. So I have to say my fam bam, you know, those real close to me, my extended arm, that's what I got to say holds it down for me, you know what I mean?
That's good because a lot of people don't have that support also as well, and that's great that you have that because I've had, like I said, last week I was talking about my dad and how, like I said, he was always there for me, but he didn't support me. You know what I mean? He if I needed something, he had the money for it or he could buy it or whatever, whoop or whatever, you know, I got that. You know what I mean? But as far as support. You know what I mean? It's like you're doing right, you're doing okay, you're going to be all right. None of that shit. You know what I mean? There's a difference. So it's good that you have that support. You have family that wanted to see you do good in what you're doing, and that's even better. And that's great as well, especially when you're extended friends and everything, because it's more fun doing music and everything with those that you with your fan base. It's a lot more fun. It's a lot less work a little bit.
Well, you know the work aspect, man. Here at HD, we keep a high work ethic over here, man. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta take it like this with us. It's like you got five MCs, six MCs, and they all could be doing their own thing, but we all do a group thing. So when one goes in the booth, it's just inspiration to the dude who's standing outside like it. He just went in there and gave up all heat. I gotta lace these tennis shoes up, man, and be in cold down.
And that's also dope too, because it makes sure y'all game is on tight, because you don't want to be looking bad in front of your boys or whatever either. Like, hold on, we in here, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of and that's even like a friendly competition amongst boys. When I and my group and everything, that's exactly how it was. Like, oh, nigga, that shit was fire, but hold up, let me get up in here now. Like, hold up, like, oh, you know, it just boosts up everything when you have that kind of support. So, like I said, y'all, for everybody out there listening, independent artists, if you got your group and you got your fan bam or whatever, like I said, stay loyal, stay true to those that are true to you, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's just no loyalty, it seems like, in the world for anybody, guys, girls, family. It's just a lot of backstabbing, a lot of trickery, a lot of extra shit going on, y'all. But for those of y'all that got loyal family, y'all need to hold on to that, because everybody else is just whatever. You know, they come and go. You know, there's a difference between people that come and go in your life, like, okay, this bitch, this nigga, this woo-woop or whatever, and then your fam that's always going to be there no matter what. There's a difference, and some of y'all don't know the difference. Y'all.
That's real talk. That's real talk. See, but let me throw something on that dagger, because, you know, you can have the fam bam, but you yourself, you got to give back, man. You feel me? You can never forget where you come from, man, and, you know, you got to always give back. That's what we do. You know, we give a lot of stuff away for free, do a lot of shows off the love, do a lot of DJing off the love in the 818 area, 661 area. You know, we like to give to those who's giving to us, period,
well,
you know?
That's definitely and that's some real shit. That's exactly how it should be, because, like I said, it looks like you were saying that. Like, if I ever get some money or whatever like that, or they want me to do shows, I'm trying to, like, buy out the bar so everybody could drink free all night. You know, you take care of those people. That, you know what I mean? Like, I think about, I be on some shit like that. Like, they better hope, like I said, they better hope no real, real, real niggas get no real, real, real money. You know what I mean? And people that, because I'm throwing like a free party. You know what I mean? Just free party. Just everybody come get fucked up. Like, fuck it, on me. You know what I mean? For buying the CD or some shit. You know? And that's that humbleness that a lot of people don't have, because people think that they can just take. And not, like, again, not have to put anything out there, not have to bring something to the table, in a sense. And that shit is scary, because that's still those people that just feel like they just going to get whatever they want and they can just take from whoever and get away with that shit. And that shit don't fly. That shit don't work.
Not at all.
Especially if you want to build some positivity. It's not going to work. But yeah, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Bang Out Radio. I mean, it's Slap Sunday. Dagger here hanging out with the HD crew, 818-661 in the building. But we're going to get to the boss lady herself. Going hammer on you hoes. We'll be back.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Your mind, this chick right here is
one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer roll, you hoe, going hammer roll, you hoe. Hammer roll, you hoe, going hammer roll, you hoe. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer roll, you hoe, going hammer roll, you hoe. Hammer roll, you hoe, going hammer roll, you hoe. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like Tick Tock. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Hammer roll, you hoe. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Hammer roll, you hoe. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Chick, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, I'm the bomb. I run this, I run this. Going hammer on you hoe. Going hammer on you hoe. Going hammer on you hoe. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoe. Going hammer on you hoe. Hammer on you hoe. Going hammer on you hoe. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Going hammer roll, you hoe. Hammer roll, you hoe. Going 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 hammer, going hammer roll, you hoe.
I remember way back when I was young and still in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out about 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end. Yeah. We created this special energy. Through you I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, it's not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight and now we spark the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters but never let them get in between. What we have is more important than anything. And if you want hands, then I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you wave them in the sky. I'ma love a good music.
The talents but perfected, making music, neglected, going to school and dropped out so I can pursue it. No doubt, I can't make moves quick, but prefer to take my time, cause with these lyrics and rhymes, I get better with every line. Further with every grind, and I'm surfing every mind on waves. From a melody, greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime, then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level, it's where I be, won't settle for less. On different stages, I'm overseas, demanding respect. Don't wanna fall for no silly schemes, get up off of my chest. They keep on talking, won't let me be, but the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady. My niggas, so get them up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you wave them in the sky. You will love a good music.
Yeah.
Peter, why in the world would you want to play golf with O.J. Simpson?
Why not, Lois? He's the juice. One of the greatest football players ever. Peter, he murdered two people. What? He brutally killed his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. O.J. Simpson? Yes. Was this in the news?
Yes, Peter. It was all over the news.
Well, now, wait a minute. If he killed two people, how come he's not in jail?
He was acquitted.
Oh, well, there you go. Everything's fine. Well, Peter, it's generally believed that the jury made a mistake.
You're saying all those guys in their powdery wigs and their pilgrim hats and their big, gross wives were wrong?
Man, they'd have to be stupider than you are when you fart yourself awake. Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Yeah. Yes. We're back. Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Slap Sundays. Hanging out with the HD crew at the 881 and the 818 and the 661. What it do, fellas?
Whoops,
it is. There it is. And let me bring in the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. What it do?
Hey, I'm going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hey. What's good,
y'all?
What's
going down, boss lady?
Oh, nothing. Just putting together a new project that I'm working on, of course, Bang Out Radio. We got Fresh Flavor Magazine. We got the new BangOutRadio.com site. You already know how that go. We had somebody try to sabotage it, but you already know we ain't going nowhere.
You can't stop me.
Man, I see Slap Sundays. I see you, Dagger. I see you, baby.
I'm trying, girl. They out here trying to do everything to your boy. It's not positive, but I'm still here. I was a little late, but I made it. I came in. I was like, man, I did not want to have to call the boss.
Because I know the guest did call in 5 minutes early, right?
No, they was in their way. I can't, because see, let me, okay, I'll explain what happened. I'll explain what happened. See, I came back, I went on my road trip this weekend, so I came back kind of late. I had to come in here, and then I like set up my show, but you know I can't do my show hanging with the homies, hanging with people and everything without I need my drink, I need my weed, my cigarettes, you know, I need to feel like I'm at home in here in the garage. So I had 15 minutes left. I was like, okay, I got 15 minutes before my show can start. I can run to the store real quick and come back.
But the guest is fine, right? I mean, they didn't come through, right?
Yeah. Okay. It was funny because the HD click was waiting for me. They was like, nigga, you late.
I know, they on it. They already know how it is. They already know the routine. I
apologize as soon as I stepped in. They hung out with your boy, so I mean we cool
now.
Supercold handling business.
Okay. That's
partner in crime, man. This is one of a five pack combo. You know the other shit that we do.
He must told you about me because you already know. Because he already knows. Be honest. You have to be honest.
Oh yeah.
But as long as you guys did call in, you know
what
you're supposed to do. That's where it's at. Okay, we got the new project. Of course, you already know. I'm always getting myself into something, you know what I'm saying, for these indie artists out here in Vegas and Cali, of course, around the world, of course. We still putting together that I'm Live TV. So, we need some cypher circles, you know what I'm saying? I need people that, you know what I'm saying, at these clubs or wherever you at, that you'll take some cyphers. I need that for the TV series, you know what I'm saying? We having a lot of stuff going on. The Bang Out Radio, I'm Live TV project, you feel me? So, if y'all at these events and y'all got a cypher going on, videotape it, send it to me. I'm livetv@gmail.com. You know, it's a lot of exciting things that I'm doing. So,
that's if y'all ain't scared. Don't be scared to put your bars out there for the world to see. You know what I mean? That's all indie artists. So everybody on Bang Out, I know ain't nobody scared. So we need to see these videos. We need to see these parties.
We need to see what's going down. Yes.
So make sure y'all post them up. Make sure y'all get them out there.
Ms. Topaz, we want to tell you get big love over here in the 818-661. We love y'all a lot, man. We got big love for y'all, man. Every show we doing,
super cold, man. He's been here from the beginning. It's been 1 year. We will be celebrating the 1 year of Bang Out Radio for a whole week. It starts with Supreme and ends with Dagger. So for a whole week.
See, put the dagger on the
you
end.
You know,
like,
so everybody from our cast, present, you know what I'm saying, call in, you know what I'm saying, show some love. We had Q Mosley from day 26 from the beginning when I did his interview when it was just only me and my co-host, you know, we was only doing it on Friday. So everybody from the past guests, you know what I'm saying, everybody is going to be on this one-year special, you feel me? Even you guys, y'all were super cold, still the same.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we got big love for you. Shout out to Super Cole. You know, Jay is Rucius. We holding it down for him, Chip Gang.
What you got coming up? You got any shows coming out? When the video going to drop? When the video? I'm waiting on the video.
Oh, my God. I know. Everybody see the sample. The little snippet on Facebook. I mean, that's just a snippet, but the video will be coming soon.
Everybody teasing people. That ain't good.
Everybody hitting me up about that. It's coming, everybody. It's coming. Like I said, my thing is this. I didn't learn from, you know, past circles and everything. So everybody that wants to, you know what I'm saying, be affiliated with Bang Out Radio, get a show. We got the extended version coming along. We having two shows a day, everybody. Two shows, Monday through Sunday.
Uh-oh.
And, you know what I'm saying, from my past experience, I'm doing a motherfucking full background on y'all motherfucking that. You feel me? If I hear you even try to sabotage somebody or try to do, I don't need that no more. I learned my lesson.
I need blood work. I need fingerprints. I need hair follicles.
You feel me?
I need a plasma sample. I need all that.
Right. You feel me? And it's crazy to say because your circle, it could be somebody in your circle you don't even know, and I learned that the hard way. You feel me? So I want to work with people that's really doing something positive, no negativity, you feel me? We want to come up all together, not just one person come up or you stealing somebody else's ideas or some other shit. Be your own person, be you, you feel me? So that's my thing. So if you guys want to network with me, let's network, let's get it, because we all trying to come up together, not just one person, because everybody coming up with me. If I come up, my whole circle coming with me. That's how I get down. Ain't no one person, I'll come back and get all fuck. No, you ain't going to come back and get me. That's some bullshit. You feel me? So that's my memo for today on Slapper Sunday.
Oh, okay. That's your slap of the day, huh? Yeah. We're going to get some other slap of the day where you just slap out something every week. I got
you. I'm serious.
Slap of the day. I'm serious, too.
Yes. You have to know your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, everybody got some secret haters. Sometimes they don't be secret for long, motherfuckers. You coming to the surface, you feel me? So,
but then also, that's always good. But the bigger you get, the faster they show themselves, you know what I mean? The higher up you go, the faster the motherfuckers drop off. The faster they can't keep up with that shit. The faster they try to bring it down, and then they show themselves. So that's why I was always saying to people is just that you got to
I keep telling you people, you guys keep sending me these friend requests or you see me doing this, you only added me for two reasons. One, to be nosy, and two, to network. I would know if you want to network, and I would know if you want to be nosy. I got those ones that want to be nosy, see what I got going on. Great. But don't send me no damn 70 or 60 friend requests a day just to see what I'm doing. If you want to network with me, let's get it. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? I do my job and I do it well.
Yeah, you can't stop the popularity. You know what I mean? You can't once you get all big and everything, you can't be mad at everybody.
I know,
want to be on your
but it's a difference
everything.
Though. I mean, you already know my situation. For people trying to, you know what I'm saying? They sabotage my site. You know what I'm saying? Try to stop Bang Out Radio. It's not gonna happen. And my eyes is open now. I'm about to finish it. You know, that's all I have to say. I'm about to finish it, and it's sad to say, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people in the 661 or wherever you at don't know how to network together because everybody thinks they're better than somebody. No. We all trying to make it, you know?
It's like
some people doing more than the other person. Okay, by all means, you can help the next one, you know?
Yeah, you scared me. You said to chill on my spine. You're like, you're going to finish it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to see you.
I am going to finish it. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm going hammer on you hoes, I'm going hammer on you hoes. There's going to be a remix to it, too. You know, I'm going to keep going hammer on everybody. You know, that's just how I get down. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't. A lot of people underestimate me, you guys. And I'm about to do it on Slapper Dagger.
Slapper Dagger. Look at you.
And we got our special guest, you feel me? I love you guys, what you do. Super Cole, I love you too. You already know. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm not a hard person to work with, but sometimes people make you this way. But sometimes it could be a good way, and sometimes it could be a bad way. My thing is, when I say finish, I mean I'm going to be on top, and I'm always going to be on top.
Oh, okay. No, I thought we was dissing. I thought that was about
that. This ain't even the half of it. You know, this ain't even the half of it. When I say that, it doesn't mean there's not no more extra stuff coming along with it. It's not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My thing is, when you sabotage something that I made and I put all my hard work into it, you try to sabotage it, I'm going to finish it.
You can't let that ride. No, you can't. If I was you, I wouldn't do it. If I was you, I wouldn't let that ride.
Let our special guest comment on this one. I mean, I would let it go. I'm going to let it go, but you always kill them with kindness, right? You can't kill them with kindness.
You know, when you're doing your thing like you are, Ms. Topaz, boss lady that you are, when you're doing your thing like that, you always going to have the snakes in the grass. That's why you got to keep cutting the grass.
I know.
That's just, you know, that's what
but
it
damn,
is.
Damn, just sabotage my whole site, though? Come on,
but
now.
But here's the question. Does she just let the snake go away on its own and don't pay a snake no mind? Or does she go after the snake and cut that motherfucker's head off?
That's a question for me. You want me to answer that question?
Jay
is so ruthless from the Chip Gang representative. I would have to answer that question like this. If a snake's in the grass and he slither out, I'm going to break his back. You feel me? If this crab is trying to pull you down, we're going to crush their shell. You know what I'm saying? We don't play those games.
That's
where we come from.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to come out hard, even harder. The stuff that
that's
I do will
right.
make me want to do even more extra shit. You feel me? When I say finish, that means I'm going to stay on top. I'm going to be all over you. Every last one of you motherfuckers. You dig? That's what I'm talking about. You hear my name now. You're going to hear Bang Out Radio, Topaz Chay, and anybody else that's affiliated with me. You feel me? That's how what I'm talking about. Finish. Ain't no be no more nothing. No nothing. You know?
Nothing.
That's my thing.
Nothing.
Hey, I call them motherfuckers funny bunnies. You know what the motherfucking funny bunnies is. You know what I'm saying? That's you motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Funny bunnies.
This is why I do this.
Right.
This is why I do this right here. Because, like I said, I've been having a fucked up week, but I'm chilling right now with Topaz and said, the boss lady.
Hey,
and
look,
AC,
funny bunnies. Yeah, when somebody say you motherfucking funny bunny, it explains itself. You shouldn't even have to explain it, what it means. Funny bunny.
Funny bunny.
See, that's a new line. I like that. I got to write that down on something.
But I wish everybody out there, but let me tell you this. I wish every artist that's out there really, really grinding much success. I wish everybody that's doing their thing much success. Even the haters, I wish you guys much success, too. I see y'all at the top. You dig? That's all I
got to
say.
And there it is. We're going to get back into some of these slappers real quick, y'all. I got Path featuring JC and Jamelia, man. Let's talk about pain for a second, y'all, because we all feel it sometimes.
Nobody really knows me. no pee in the pan. I just get in and drop fat, and that's the math. I'm on the ground without the cash. I'm on the block without the man. Got locked up with no stand, and I still made it happen, nigga. Pam got that blue brick. Fuck them if they lose lips. I just let them talk until I kill them for this foolishness. I've been about this paper, and I off you with the benefits. Me and one of man. Don't just see turn black. Don't just say I'm in my prime. I just listen to my man and really thank him from the heart. But this is only where I start. See, I'm a scientist. All the haters and just focus on my music. I got up out the street. The streets keep calling me back. It's just a part of my life up in the rap. I've been through. Nobody really knows me. Nobody knows my pain. Nobody knows the shit that I don't suffer in this day. I'm trying to keep focused so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from my pain. I've been through pain and I'm still going through it. I just say fuck all the haters and just focus on my music. I got up out the street. The streets keep calling me back. It's just a part of my life. Nobody really knows me, nobody knows my pain. Nobody knows the shit that I don't suffer in this day. I'm trying to keep focused so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from the pain.
Yes, yes, let's keep these slappers going, y'all. The Lion's Den won't stop.
No, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up the line. And no, won't stop, won't stop, no, won't stop, yeah. No, won't stop, won't stop, my life won't come in, my soul won't come in.
Talk is cheap, but let's be soft figures, cause that money makes sense to me. See, I just want a house on an island and a chick that could roll with a slide on a light at the beach. Shorty pretty than a flower. Asked her what she wants, she said the money and the power. You can have it all, baby, take what's ours. I won't wait an hour, grinding every minute that I get for every penny of the shit. I can't even hear what these little niggas spit, talking out their ass like they even big shit. They get sick, even think about me rich, but my mama told me never to quit.
No, I won't stop, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up the line. And I won't stop, won't stop, and I won't stop, yeah. And I won't stop, won't stop, and I won't come in, and I won't come in.
A grind pays, sometimes things to change. That's money in my pocket, damn, I make profit. It ain't all about the riches, all about the bitches, it's all about ambition. If you got a goal, it's a common sense, you can make a commonwealth. It's hard to trip in the fall, I'd rather trip in the fall. Cause they had different views, you always learn something new. I wanna see what the falls do. Parents in my lawsuit, fly while I fly. Planes on a plane, smoking in Dubai. Chilling with a star, or better yet a galaxy. It ain't about a dream, then it's all about a fantasy.
No, won't stop, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up the line. And now I won't stop, won't stop, now I won't stop, yeah. Now I won't stop, won't stop, cause I ain't one for me. That's all one for me.
Won't stop, that's word from the wise. Learn from the lies, never idolize. You got a crew that's cool, but get paper. Roll something up, view Mother Nature. Life is too short to be a hater. I dream about things that are greatly debated. If we could reach the stars, build more bombs, then why the fuck can't we find no job? Why that boy hustle hard but still sleep on street? Why we waste so much bread, people struggle to eat? Since they can't, I'ma do what's best for me. Since a child, I manifest destiny.
No, I won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up the line. Thank you.
gonna be all right, Kyle. But, dude, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you know it's going to make you crap blood, why wouldn't you at least just try eating less of it?
Because, dude, that's what I'm saying. You have the Chipotle way, so it doesn't matter.
But of course it matters, because you should be concerned there's blood in your underwear. Do you understand this?
Dude, I don't understand at all. I eat Chipotle all the time and never made me crap blood.
Oh, well, how nice for you, Stan. It's great you've got a golden rectum of the gods, but the rest of us need Chipotle way.
Yeah, yes, yes, we're back. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Rucious out the HD click, hanging with your boy, and the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Oh, man. Random question. Random question for the group. You're stuck on the island. You got three things you can take with you. What do you take? Oh, dude. Yeah, take your time. You need some Jeopardy music. let me see. I guess I can answer that myself first. What do I want? I need a CD player, but that means I don't need batteries, so I guess that counts for two. And my music and some weed. I'm straight. I can chill there until I get rescued. That's me, though. You know what I mean? I'm simple. I don't require a whole lot of things, but... What's
y'all? All right, Rucious is going to have to take the weed off top.
My boy, that's bad after my own heart. What else?
Since we brought the weed, we need a bunch of swishers because, you know, we don't smoke papers. We smoke swishers.
Yeah, but you only get to take one. I mean, you can't use a two on one. See, me, I'm gonna have to try to find a leaf or something or whatever because, you know, I don't want to waste it on you know.
No.
but go ahead. All right, you got weed and a swisher, so that's two. You only got one left.
Weed, the blood, and then, you know, I gotta take my chick. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, yeah, the other stuff is irrelevant. You gotta have a beautiful lady at your side. If you ain't got one of those, you know, you slipping.
Nah, there go. That's my man. Okay, boss lady. Got three things on the island. What you want?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I take my whole studio equipment. And then, I don't know, some liquor or something? I don't know.
Some what? What was that?
Did y'all hear me?
I missed that last one. Some what?
I said some liquor.
Oh, some liquor. Okay. See, motherfuckers stuck on the line. Everybody's stuck on the island. We all at least got one kind of mind stimulant. You notice that? You see that shit? That's interesting. See, this is why you ask random questions, because you're just funny how we all just said this, kind of the same thing, though. So it's dope that way, but it's cool. Man, trying to be positive. How about some positive advice for people? Because, you know, we're still in the first hour of my show. So once I get into the second hour of the show, we're going to get into the shit talk and we're going to start slapping motherfuckers. So I'm trying to be positive just a little while longer before I let off some frustration.
I want to tell everybody, keep doing what they're doing. Keep striving for success. Keep grinding. Keep networking, because you never know who you're going to run into. It's all about who you know. Feel me? So keep grinding, everybody. I mean, our artists, a true artist lives, sleep, and breathes music. Remember that.
As spoken like a true boss would. Rucious, what you got to say to people?
That's dope right there, boss lady. That's dope. The only thing I can say is, you know, get your education, man. Don't be stupid out here, man. Get your education. You know, read a book.
Real talk right there, y'all, because they don't want us to know shit. They don't.
No.
Honestly, you know, that's why they try to make it hard for people to go to college. They try to make it, and they give up on people in high school or even other schools. Y'all, they don't want people to think, because when you think, you question, and then when you question, motherfuckers got to have answers. That's what people don't realize, and they like motherfuckers.
Do your homework.
They like people
being
dumb.
And also do your homework.
Like,
if you're trying to get into this industry, make sure you do your homework. You feel me? Do your homework on everything. A lot of people are like, no, you don't. Do your homework. You know?
And don't trust nobody's information except your own, y'all. Don't be afraid to go do your own damn research. To go, like my man said, go open up a book, read about some shit, learn something.
How do you know what percentage you're supposed to give to your manager?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the Housewives of Atlanta and everybody are all, y'all jocking all the Housewives of Atlanta out there in the world and everything. I understand, you know, y'all want to see Kim get married and shit, I guess. I mean, I can kind of understand that if that's what y'all want to do, but I mean, fuck. Like I said, learn something, especially learn about what you're trying to do. If you're trying to do music, learn about music. If you're trying to do,
right.
You know what I mean? You
can't. The business side. And you also have to know the business side for your managers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stupid motherfuckers, oh, I'll give my manager this percentage. No, no, no. Do your homework. Or if you is trying to get a manager, make sure your manager is doing more than what you're doing. Because I dare a manager doing the same thing I'm doing. You don't need to be my manager.
What you paying them for? What the fuck?
Right. So make sure you guys, when you get these managers, make sure they're doing something for you guys. Make sure they're getting your show. Make sure they're booking this. Make sure they're doing this, you know, and doing that. And all kinds of stuff. Don't say, oh, I got a manager, he's just sitting on his ass. Everybody has that manager that didn't do nothing and waited half of their year. You feel me? Or a whole year of their time. You know? So make sure you get somebody that's doing more than what you're doing.
And don't nobody got no time to waste. That's, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man, nobody got no time. Like everybody say, time is money, and if you're wasting time, then you're losing money. And don't nobody need to lose no motherfucking money right now.
Right.
Nobody.
So do your homework, everybody. You know, like my thing is, you need a topic like we had before on Bang Out Radio, major or indie? Which one would you go with? Which one you think you know what I'm saying? Which one is better for you, major or indie? You know, I mean, a lot of people get it misconstrued of a record deal. A record deal is not all what it's taped up to be. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys look over these contracts. You know what I'm saying? Somebody tell me, oh, I got a record deal. Okay, did you look over? Because the next year you're going to be shelled or we ain't going to hear from you no more. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas got to know how to read. You got to know your ABCs and shit, y'all. Like I said, y'all need to.
You feel me? You feel me? My thing is indie is where it's at because you could do what you want. You could put out. You could still become a millionaire being an indie artist. You still could do what you can do being an indie artist. You know, start, you know what I'm saying? Get yourself hot on the streets. Let these main labels come at you. A lot of people chase record deals. Not me. I'm let these motherfuckers come and find me. You feel me? Let them come and find you. If they know if you hot in the streets and you got a good buzz, they're going to come at you. They're going to come knocking at your door. Get hot in the streets first, everybody. And another thing, everybody say, Topaz, why are you not working on an album? I am, but I don't have to put out a mixtape. Everybody putting out these mixtapes with everybody else's tracks. If you're going to do something, put out original. And a lot of people put out albums, nobody knows you. Who knows you? Because I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Put out two good singles and push those two good singles. Once you get those singles hot in the street, then you can come out with your album because people are going to be looking forward to that. A lot of artists come out with these 5 or 6 albums, and I'm like, okay, what did it get you?
Hold on, boss. Boss, hold on. Not to cut you off. Hold on. Let me bring in another caller real quick. 4659, you got Topaz Lachey. You got Rucius out the HD Click. Who we're talking to?
What's happening? What's going on, everybody?
Hey,
what's up?
The lyrical psycho in the building. What it do, boss?
Yes.
Nothing, just chilling, listening to the show, enjoying my football games on Sunday.
Listening to Topaz. I'm just speaking how I see it. I mean,
so did you lose any money,
you know?
Did you lose any money this week on the game cycle, or did you come up, or you don't be playing the games like that?
Not this time. I shouldn't, but I should have because I would have came up. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
We got to our special guest. Our special guest still with us.
Yes, we are. Rush is here. We all good. We're chilling.
We ain't going nowhere.
Okay, I'm just making sure that when I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
So the newest man in the building, K-Wise, what you got going on, boss? What's going on your side of things? Self-explanatory, ENT in the building. What's going on your end of stuff?
Man, I've just been, you know, on my beat making beats so I can have this little catalog of beats to put online so people can get their little flavor that they like from me and just chilling, basically, enjoying my Sunday, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Relaxation, relaxation, as we should, as we should. Oh, yes, yes. We're going to get into everybody's hanging out. We're going to get into Dagger's Double Play today. And today, the Dagger is going to hang with MIDI Music. And MIDI Music is straight out the 702 area code. My boy's from Vegas. So these will be two MIDI Music tracks featuring the Dagger, y'all. Let's go.
Okay.
It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna rape us. It's a damn shame rappers sell their soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna break us. It's a damn shame rappers sell their soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame.
Chillin' in my black D, I'm fresh, new era on. Hopped on the bus to hit you with a new song. My space, you too, that's how I get my new hustle on. Red, black, and white Nike, yeah, I got them Jordans on. They say they rapping, but I don't hear no new song.
How the hell you trapping?
You only buying a few songs.
You niggas hoes,
so I gotta turn my pimpin' on.
I'm turned up,
really put my city on. Rest in peace, call the homies, that's dead gone.
What's up, Ray?
I'm really trying to bring it on.
The revenue fool
really put the hood on. Bubba Root, Wink, Roussar, and Shot Twain. We fresh for the swing team, we ain't playing games. What better way to bring it in with a banger, man? My nigga C-Dot, he dropping cocaine. Media Music, we at the top of the food chain.
It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna rape us. It's a damn shame rappers sell their soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna break us. It's a damn shame rappers sell their soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame.
Let me explain something. In this game, you gain nothing but enemies envious that we remain hustling. It ain't nothing, my ninja. We was raised struggling. Literally, I came from nothing, straight thugging. Experienced the pain and suffering. In fact, it feels like the impact of a gauge busting. That's the reason I stay blunted. I see them snakes coming. They scheming on the under when they see your cake coming. Never ask for your plate, but wanna take from it. Don't let them stand in your way, just stay away from it. Keeping it way 100 with you. Shit is real, you can still get killed. Even if you got 100 pistols, even if you got 100 niggas with you. Only God can protect you when the hunters come to get you. The stardom is hard, but this is what I'm into. Tell it bar for bar, cause this is what I've been through.
It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna rape us. It's a damn shame rappers sell their soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna break us. It's a damn shame rappers sell their soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame.
Dagger's on the mic now, shit's getting hot now, Migos the world. Can't stop now, gotta keep pushing, drinking, cushion.
I'm so hot.
I'm stuck, no moving, your bitch is choosing. You're lucky I don't like it, I'm rolling with a Chun-Li, a real street fighter. You fly, I'm flying. Coming from the West Coast, speak shit's bad now, I'ma make the shit worse. Put you in a new hearse, all I need is one verse. On these niggas now, I'm bread dirt. Niggas need to learn, so somebody gotta teach them. I don't give a fuck, cause the dagger don't need them. We still drink plus money to bank. I don't care about cars, I'ma buy me a tank. Then I pull up at the club like,
what you say?
And shoot rounds at these niggas that be trying to hate. A bunch of snowflakes, dagger's gonna melt it. Niggas act funny when I fight a president. Now I'm here in the chest.
How did I do?
Bail. Broke ass niggas couldn't even make bail. Don't fuck any deal, any type of enforcement. Dagger's in these streets, and I'm here for a purpose. So I'ma do my thing, and I'm not gonna change. If you hating on that,
oh well,
it's a damn thing. I'ma bring pain, bitch niggas get hurt. Wind up late, sleep under the dirt. Wanna flirt with death? Now you lost your life. All money ain't good. Was it worth the price? When you made the choice, and now your clothes are moist. I tried to warn you, bitch, nigga couldn't hear my voice. Well, now it's too late, and my money doesn't ever wait. Haters just hate, so fuck it, then let them hate.
It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna rape us. It's a damn shame rappers sell they soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame how the game full of these haters. It's a damn shame how the industry wanna rape us. It's a damn shame rappers sell they soul for this paper. It's a damn shame, yeah, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
Bad mind.
I work hard, now it's time to play. And every time I'm out, ladies look my way. Looking fresh, so I seen the glow. I guess I have something they ain't seen before. I don't fool around. Baby, you too hot, let me cool you down. I ain't talking about no new addition. And hoes got more tricks than a damn magician. They been playing, I ain't Lil Wayne. I can't make it rain, plus I got nothing against him. When I get my hands on a building, I plan to own land, leave some for my children. Right now, you can't understand. I know later on,
everybody gonna feel him.
Yeah.
Drinking till we drop. When you having too much fun, sometimes you don't know when to stop. I don't know what that's about, but I don't even think to count. I'm just beating on the highway, man. Which way's my house?
Class. Yeah. Keep moving. Stay busy. Keep proving. Yeah. I like that.
Double G, I need an ER. Last night, I went out and I went too far. Yep. I don't know what happened, shit, I'm trying to remember. Dude, where's my car? Where the fuck is the fender? Never a pretender, I was hold down and toe up. Hold up, had to throw up. Time to roll up, gotta calm my senses. Had a whole lot of bitches trying to grab my wishes. Life of the party, 151 Bacardi, Lardy Dardy.
Hey, it was cracking, shouting.
Wait, hold up, fuck that, bring it back. Won't give a bitch shit, she couldn't even catch a contact.
I'm feeling myself.
I keep a bitch in the ribs, you gold digging silly.
Rabbit?
Chicks for the kids, yeah, my roots are nappy, so I'm
falling on the budget.
I love it when I get to act the ass in public. 4 pills of bottles, 4 pounds in the sticky head, get like me, you can't.
Nope.
Not even a little bit. Then I
blacked out
like I didn't pay a light bill.
Fast forward.
Add Denny's.
Ordering the kids.
Yeah, I ain't straight. I hallucinate. Yeah, I'm talking to a plate with a Mickey Mouse pancake. Fantasy reality, I can't tell the difference. My body's right here, but my brain's in the distance.
Then I smashed out
without a thought or a delay. I'm high and thin. Drunk driving on the freeway. Mama, can you see me? Blindfold, no hands. Doing 150 in an old Dodge minivan. Just as I can. And can't nobody stop me.
Bloop, bloop. Pull over.
Damn, I got cocky. I still pass the field.
Yup, he was very impressed.
Just waking up. I ain't dealing with the seat yet.
I'm sorry. All I had was the five.
All right, I'll take that for now.
Well, don't you think five is a bit much? All you did was turn the water on and hand me a paper towel. I ain't even asked for it.
You don't have to ask for that. It comes with the service, nigga. Just like the assortment of gums, mints, lotions, and hair care products.
Well, I didn't use any of that stuff. I just had to pee. I'm happy to tip, but a five is too much.
Too much? For sitting a foot and a half away from piss and shit and nasty-ass farts from you motherfuckers for 6 hours straight, nigga?
Well, I shouldn't have to go to the ATM machine every time I want to use a fucking bathroom.
Nigga, get your ass away from my commodes. Fuck you. No, get your ass back here with my man. You lucky I ain't
lying. Yes, yes, yes. The dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Slap Sundays. We got Rucius from the HD Click hanging with your boy. We got the boss lady himself, Topaz Lachey, in the building. And we got K-Wise, the lyrical psycho, in the building as well. It's just a star-studded event here on Slap Sundays. We just chilling. We marinating. And we're getting to the shit-talking aspect of my show where I got to get a couple of things off my chest. But before I get into that, I just want to give a shout-out to my boy Flip. You know, Hard Hustle Entertainment. If y'all ain't doing nothing October 30th, and this goes out to everybody, if you're in the L.A. area or anywhere close, you can get down to Hollywood. Halloween Model Massacre at Club Empire, hosted by 20-plus models and live performances by Genesis and David Cash and many more. Some of the models in the building, Chanel Taylor, Jamar, Chastity Ford, CC, Jackie. If you want to know what these girls look like, just make sure you check out my Facebook. I'm going to have the party loaded up, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's also where all you indie artists send in y'all slappers, y'all hood bangers, y'all knockers, y'all weed tracks for the smoke session. Anything y'all need to do, y'all need to give me these tracks. Get them on here. But let me give y'all what's going on. Like I said, live runway fashion show with the 20 models in their sexy costumes. Like I said, live performances by David Cash and Genesis. So if you're not doing nothing, Sunday, October 30th, Club Empire, 1716 North Cahuenga, Hollywood, California. Sunday, October 30th. Make sure you mark it down. Make sure you got it on your calendar. They got silver packages, gold packages, platinum packages for you ballers out there that want to come out and spend some money. Hey, come spend it with us. So if you got any more information, you need bottle services, birthdays, guest lists, call, text, make sure y'all got this number, 310-714-5429. Just ask for Flip, tell him the dagger sent you, all right? We're going to get it cracking October 30th. That's where I'm going to be acting the ass. So I hope to see y'all there if y'all decide to come out. But, all right, family, here we go. Look. Of course, the last couple of weeks I've been amped and I've been pumped because I just got a new job and I was all excited about my job and everything. And this week I get laid off on Tuesday. Laid off.
Wow.
Yes, that fast. And it's just amazing to me because
are you serious?
I didn't get fired. Let me clarify. I didn't get fired because keep in mind they was paying me the type of money where it's like, nigga, don't you stupid if you fuck up. You know what I mean? You know you got a job and it's like a whatever job, you go in there, you half ass, you do whatever. They probably let you slide. You know, we all had those kind of just jobs. This shit, no. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, made it on time, left on time. Like, I wasn't doing nothing wrong. But it was funny because to get the job, I had to sign a paper that said, can fire your ass whenever we want to, you know, in layman's terms. I just,
wow.
let me clarify. It said some shit like, we reserve the right to, you can be terminated or let go at any time for any reason. But basically that's what they were saying. Nigga, we could fire you whenever the fuck we want to for whatever reason. So
sign that paper. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not signing it.
No, but I had to sign the paper or I couldn't get the job. You know what I mean? And it's like, all right, I had to get the job. A nigga got to work. I like working. You know what I mean? I like getting paid to do a job. It's okay. I wanted to work. So, but the cold part is this bitch, and I've been talking about my boss the last couple of shows. Like I said, my boss is like this fake wannabe housewife, basketball wife bitch or whatever, thinks she better than everybody, or, you know, former high school prom queen type, you know, that bougie fuck you type bitch, brush you off type bitch that thinks she better than everybody. I already knew I wasn't going to like her from jump, but since she was my boss, I stay away from my bosses because bosses are nothing but trouble. I don't like hanging out with my bosses. I don't like kissing my boss's ass. I don't never want to see my boss if I don't have to while I'm working at all. You go be in your office. I'm going to be over here doing my job. But she seemed to be like one of those bitches that's like, if you don't talk to me or if you don't kiss my ass or act like, you know, whatever. It was just fucked up because I spend a whole half a day at work, my first 4 hours. Everything good. I'm doing my job, bringing in appointments and shit. I go to lunch. I holler at the homegirl and shit. I'm chilling. Walk back in, clock in, go to my desk, sit down. This bitch walk in like, I need to see you in Mr. Cox's office. First of all, I knew something was wrong because why you got to see me in somebody else's office? You got your office. You know what I mean? You ain't never had to ask me to go to nobody else's office to talk to me before, so why do I got to go to somebody else's office now to talk to you? But fine, fuck it. Go to the office, sit down. She got all my papers right there on the desk already. She got my final check. She got my unemployment shit. She got my paper that I got to sign to say that I was let go. All just sitting on the desk. And her, and what she tells me, you're just not fitting in. What?
Wow.
That's your excuse? Come on, you know what I mean? And even on the paper that she fired me on, it said there's other things on there like, you could have got fired for not working well with others, you know, coworkers, tardiness, not performing well in the job. The one thing that she checked said failed probation. And that's just so, because, you know, when you get a job, you know, you got that 90-day probation. She checked was failed probation. Like I said, nothing about the other coworkers. The other coworkers was like, what the fuck was going on? And it's cold because I'm sitting there in her office and I'm hearing this. And she, even how she said it, like, you're just not fitting in. Like she just wanted to, you know what I mean? It's not like I've been fired before. So it's not like I know what happens when I get fired and somebody tells you, usually like, yo, this is why you got fired. You weren't doing this. We heard you doing this. You should have been doing it. You know what I mean? You get a reason. This whole, you're just not fitting in. And she had like a little smirk on her face, like it was funny to her. Like, bitch, this shit is not funny. Like, you messing with a nigga's livelihood right about now. And I wanted to reach across the table and slap the shit out of her. But, you know, I maintain my composure. I maintain my calmness. But it's just funny because when I think about it, I wanted to flip out so bad. And it was just cold because Mr. Cox, whose office we were in, who's like this white dude, kind of heavy set, you know, ooh, whatever, he's standing there like, I guess he's the bodyguard. Like, in case I were to flip out, he's the one that's supposed to stop me. And I'm thinking in my head, motherfucker, how are you going to stop? You is not going to stop. You know what I mean? Like, if I were to flip out this motherfucker, there ain't shit you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You're not going to stop me. I'm going to bust your head with this keyboard. You know what I mean? If I wanted to be like that, and I swear to y'all, these thoughts went through my head in, like, you know, 2 second flashes. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you ever see the movies when the motherfucker, when you're looking at the movie and the motherfucker do the crazy shit, like, back, shoot somebody or whatever, and then it just zooms all the way back to right back in the same scene, and then it's like, nah, you just go about the regular movie. That's what I was doing. I was thinking about it. But the kicker above the whole thing is that this bitch, oh my God. I'm sorry, y'all. This shit upsets me so much. But this bitch is married with three kids, and while I was in the office one day, she's sitting up there showing off her kids, all excited about her husband and everything like that. Now, I was working for like a month and a half, and I'm noticing shit like she's outside talking to some other dude, or she's by this dude's car all day, this dude's coming in and filling out the same dude. I'm like, where do I know this motherfucker from? Why do I recognize this dude? Why do I keep seeing him? Come to find out, and it's also ironic that the same day I got fired was the day I found this out, is that she's fucking one of the students at the school, because I was working at a college. So the administration with her husband and three kids that she supposedly loves and woo, and this is my family, is up here fucking students. The bitch, you want to get on me and fuck up my livelihood about my job, and I'm doing my work. And it just frustrates me because she probably, just because she was able to do it, she probably walked in, looked over, looked at me and was like, man, I just don't like him no more. She could have just did it like that. You know what I mean? Not based on my work, not based on my performance, not based on anything. And she's that type of bitch that does stuff like that. So it's just like, this shit is crazy. And I'm supposed to be the civil one. And I'm supposed to be calm, cool, and collected. And I'm supposed, like, I don't got a reason to flip out. And it just upsets me because just like I said, just last week I just got cool with my coworkers. Just last week I was talking about my coworkers maybe turning on me and shit. And just no sooner as they like, you know, coworkers is cool. Everybody liked me. These motherfuckers was planning Halloween costumes. Like all the girls in the office was gonna be Pam and stewardesses, and they wanted me to be the captain with my hat. You know, I was in the game. I thought I got a job. I'm in this motherfucker. And then bam, let go. because you're not fitting in. Bitch, please. I wanted to pick that bitch. Does your husband know you fucking around on the, you know what I mean? I want to be, you know, the nigga get real grimy real quick if I wanted to be, you know what I mean? But it's just crazy. And I'm just saying that everybody out there listening, is just, you don't know what life has prepared for you, or you don't know what to expect on every given day. So on one hand, you can't be prepared for everything, but on the other side, just stay focused. It's coming from somebody who's having the hardest time trying to stay focused. Like I said, I'm lucky I got Bang Out Ready. I'm lucky I got Slap Sunday. I'm lucky I got this right here, because I don't know what I was doing. The funny thing is that just as I got fired on Tuesday, and I'm sitting around all day Wednesday, you know, feeling sorry and shit or whatever, upset, wondering what the fuck I'm going to do, because, you know, I had just got the job and I was just getting settled in, so I'm thinking, like, okay, I'll be able to build some shit with this. I'm about to go to the studio, about to get my parties, about to get my business cards cracking, about to get a Bianca contract. You know, nigga was about to do some shit.
But you still can. Don't let this one thing...
No, I'm not, exactly. I'm going to keep it pushing, but it's hard when, you know, when you think you're prepared for something, you're getting ready for something, and then, you know, somebody snatches the cover. It's like, you know, somebody snatched that cover off from under your feet or something.
Always remember that.
What's that?
So, it's always something good comes along, something bad happens. I love those.
I love that. And it's just, I just like everything happens for a reason. And like I said, it was funny because on Wednesday when I was sitting around not doing nothing, that's when Marley B took a trip to Mars and was like, "We'll host my show." I was like, "Oh, thank you. I got something to do." It was chilling on West Good Wednesday. So I was like, you know, it's just funny how things happen, because if I still had my job, I wouldn't have been able to do West Good Wednesday this week. So I don't know.
Where's West at?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I pay attention. It's like I needed that. I pay attention to the signs. I be saying, that's what I be telling you. Sometimes you just got to look and see things sometimes. And, y'all, things happen and things will work out. And no matter how fucked up it is, there's always some kind of silver lining or something. But that was just funny to me. I just saw that. Like, I just got fired on Tuesday.
Is our guest still on?
Yeah, we all here. Everybody in the building. Lucius? I'm not boring you. I'm just trying to let out.
I'm hearing you, man. That's the cold situation to be in, man. You know, when you get in a job, you know, as hard as the market is right now and as the government is, you know, it's kind of hard on a brother when they take something like that, because, you know, it's always another option, and, you know, maybe that other option might not be positive. But that's what I could do.
You know what I mean? I could be out there, and I don't want to have to do that. You know what I mean? But people got to do what they got
to
do.
You don't have to.
No,
you don't.
You don't. Okay, yeah. Okay, Mama. You don't have to.
I don't have to.
It's okay.
I got something for you. Don't do it.
But I was just sharing that story because I just wanted to tell, like I said, I'm letting everybody know, like I said, as hard as it is, as much as no matter what anybody's facing, because like I said, I just lost a job. I know other people probably going through a lot worse. Some of y'all are probably going through a lot easier things than I'm going on. But it's just that no matter what you're going through, you just can't lose focus on the bigger picture. You can't stop.
Right.
You can't fall. Because trust me, y'all, listen to me when
world.
I say, if I was going to stop, if I was going to fall with everything that didn't happen to me, it would have been done already. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be on Bang Out Radio. I wouldn't be here chilling. I wouldn't be doing this shit, because I would have stopped long fucking time ago. So if I can do it, I know fucking anybody can fucking do it. As cliche as that fucking sounds, that's the truth. So, but that was my dumb shit this week, because that bitch fucking pissed me the fuck off. And that shit, and it was like, what pissed me off more is just that I don't have a reason, but that's life as well. Like I said, you don't always get a reason for shit that happens. But if she would have told me why, I would have been like, okay, or, you know, I mean, I would have to chalk it up, or at least I would have had a reason. This whole, you're just not fitting in, and it was kind of like a brush off. Like she like smirked at a nigga like it was funny to
right.
like it was funny to her. Like this shit ain't funny. Like if I slap the shit out your ass, that would be funny to me. You know, that would be funny to me. I'd be laughing. But,
and she would have called the police, then you would have been in jail.
Exactly. But see, that's what I'm saying. It was just like a movie. I thought about slapping the shit out of her, watching her wig fall off, picking up the computer keeper, smashing Mr. Cox in the head. All that shit passed through my head in like 1 second. Like, and then like, okay, no, don't do it. Just get. And what pissed me off even worse is that the motherfucker Mr. Cox, when I was in the office, and, you know, I had to leave. I got my check or whatever. I had to go get my stuff from my desk and gather my things and leave. He followed me from, like, the office to my desk all the way outside to my car. Like he had to watch a nigga in case I flipped out anywhere between.
No.
Thank you.
Like he has like what was that movie? Menace to Society. Bitch, quit following me around this fucking store. What's wrong with you? Like, what the fuck you following me around for?
Like I said, don't sell it to material.
Yeah, I already got fired. I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm cool with the other people in here, so I don't want to fuck around with the other workers in here because I don't got no beef with the other workers. So I'm not gonna fuck up they shit. I'm not gonna fuck up y'all shit. If anything,
they probably gonna be gone next too.
But that's the funny thing. That's even funnier because then I leave, and then all week people from the office have been hitting me up like that was fucked up. What happened? I don't know why it happened. We're gonna try to get you in there. We're gonna try to get you back. She's about to get fired herself because now I guess everybody about to snitch on her for fucking students.
Mm.
See, God don't like ugly. You know what I mean?
Mm.
If you would have let a nigga just have his job, shut the fuck up, do what you want. Because my thing is, I minded my business. You know what I mean? I saw some shit that was going down or whatever. It looked kind of suspect, but it ain't my business. You the boss. You do what the fuck you want to do. That's your family, your husband, your whatever. And then it was funny that damn near the whole office knew what was going on, too. And like I said, I put it together myself. And then it was just the day of it just happened to be like, I was looking out the window and she was talking to the dude leaving to go to lunch or whatever. And I'm like, I asked my other office mate, why do I keep seeing this motherfucker? Who is, oh, no, that's her boyfriend. I'm like, wait, boyfriend? Like, ain't she married, 3 motherfucking kids?
Oh, damn, she was sleeping,
yeah.
So he was going to snitch on her.
I wasn't going to snitch. That's the point, though. If you do it wrong, bitch, you ain't no better than me in a sense. Like I said, you married doing all that shit or whatever. You can't let a nigga keep a job and I'm doing my work. Because it had to be personal.
That's unfair. So...
Oh, man.
She's
so this shit is crazy,
but
what happened?
So who else got some crazy moments?
You felt like you weren't fitting in, man, you know, and I, like we was talking earlier, you know, sometimes you can't fit into what everybody else will have you do. You got to just keep doing you, man, and, you know, like the boss lady was saying, she got a home for you, man, don't trip.
Oh I'm not tripping. I tripped the day of. I tripped, like I said, as I went through the week and everything. I just started thinking, like, you know, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. But it just hurts the fact that she said I wasn't fitting in, but you know that shit just doesn't. She had no evidence to back that up. You know what I mean? I would have had more respect for the bitch if she was like, yo, I just don't like you. You know what I mean? I don't want you around here. You know what I mean? Honestly, I would have had more respect for that. I would have had more respect for her or if I was supposed to be temporary at first or like, we're just going to keep you on temporarily. You know, don't worry about it, whoop or whatever. That would have been fine too. You know what I mean? I'm that type of person that likes to, that even as much as people don't always get a reason for why shit happens, I'm one of the type of people that feels that there is always a reason. Whether somebody's going to admit to it or tell you is a different story, but there's always a reason that something happens. And
exactly.
I mean, and so, bitch, you know why you fired me. Don't tell me it's not because I'm fitting in. That's one of those, like I said, one of those brush-off answers. Because you know what I mean? Like, bitch, you know why I got fired. And it's not because I'm not fitting in. Don't miss me with that. Like I said, we slapped stupidity over here on Sunday, and I want to slap the shit out of her ass because that shit was fucking stupid.
Slap one time.
Like, and then take her phone.
Hey, Jack, wanna make some money? I got you.
Yeah, like I said, let me know. Like I said, I need a job. I need
we got a big slap for us for that bitch coming from the A18 all the way to the 6th one. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, cause that shit. I mean, does it make sense? I mean, I'm talking to bosses. Everybody doesn't get fired from a job before. You usually get the reason why you fired, right? Or you know why you got fired. Like
yeah,
if you feel like you got
no
fired,
reason,
right? Like, you know why, like, well, yeah, I was coming in later, I didn't do this. So, I mean, when a nigga get fired, he kind of, like, know why he got fired. You know what I mean? It's, that's the thing. When shit doesn't make sense, it fucks with me, and that shit didn't make no sense. And I
like
hate
on
shit
Friday.
That doesn't make
like
no
on Friday,
sense. Yeah, exactly. How the fuck you get fired on your day off? Like, what the fuck kind of shit does that make? Like,
wow.
You know?
They're hating out here. There's a lot of hate in the world.
But that's what it is. You know what I mean? That's what I also think it is, too. It has to be a personal thing. Like I said, and just because the bitch could do it, that's what I also think. Is just because you have the power to do something doesn't mean you had to do it. Like, she had the power to fire me, and I think she just did it just because she wanted to, just because she could. You know what I mean? Really that type of Barbie-type bitch on a power lord trip, because I wasn't kissing her ass. You the boss. I could be cool with you, but I'm not trying to be your friend. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to compliment you every day. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to do my fucking job. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Oh, you look so pretty today.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that, bitch. Fuck you. Bitch, you got a gap in your teeth anyway. You ain't that bomb. All she had was ass and some heels. That's all she had, really.
This is a roast session right now, everybody.
I'm not even trying to roast. It's, I'm being honest. I'm pissed, bitch. Like I said, I keep going back. Who the fuck?
Like I said, let that door close. A new one about to open.
Okay, well, good. Because like I said,
it wasn't meant for you to be there. That's all that is.
Because that shit is just, oh, and I hope that bitch get fired. Like I said, if I go back up there and slash the tires and shit, I'm wrong, right? I mean, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I understand. But I be having these thoughts. I be thinking about this type of shit. This is what I be trying to tell people. Like, I'm fucking losing it over here. I'm holding on barely, but I'm losing it. So I'm thankful for y'all. Thankful for the HD crew. Thankful for K-Wise. Thankful for Boss Lady or something. Like I said, I need this. I need this. Like Michael Jackson needed little kids, y'all. Too soon? My bad. Oh, shit, man.
Hey, Bob, the lyrical psycho.
Crazy. But yeah, y'all. We gonna get into the smoke session, y'all. I need to sit back and smoke a little bit, and then we're gonna be right back and get ready to get up out of here, y'all. But we're gonna get into the smoke session right now. Starting off with the Las Vegas hustler himself. I got a bag.
I got a bag of the shit that he called trees. We got a bag of the shit that I call weed. Who got a bag? You got a bag. Who got a bag? I got a bag. I got a bag of the shit that you call stress. We got a bag of the shit that I call yes. Who got a bag? I got a bag. We got a bag. They got a bag. They got a bag. We got a bag. I got a bag. We got a bag. In a non-perfect world, kinda the chick with an owner or a thief. This universe first, kinda like the colors on my construct is smoke up. Not a problem, sick and still. I'm so smooth and relaxed, man. Like chinchilla feel, just recline in your feet. Turn up the music, you can call selling talk, but it's feeling like we're cruising. I'm starting to see colors going too damn sane in my head. 94 is on a chronic, these here are golden grams. I'm at the store for snacks and a pair of Nike sweatpants. Me and my homie talking like we Stevens and Bundy. When I'm low, the single girl looks fine, but I'm still on my shit. I can't distinguish a dime. I got this feeling that's taking over. It's the munchies, need something to satisfy my hunger, that's sweet and crunchy. Let's get to the middle of my drive a little faster. We gon' need a pack of Philly sisters and Dutch Masters. I got a bag of the shit, he called Blue Fairy. We got a bag of the shit, I call Bloody Mary. You got a bag, you got a bag, you got a bag. I got a bag, I got a bag of the shit that you call Murphy. We got a bag of the shit, I call you got artwork. Who got a bag? Walking back and forth through the same door to food and I keep forgetting what it is we came for. I'm a blue bitch. Keep blowing up my damn phone when it's just a phone answer. I'm just dancing to the ring. I'm a friend in my top to kid. Yeah, I know I just ate food, but I wouldn't give for a hot fudge Sunday. I'm so high, I can't even think straight. Every text message like a tax form rebate. A new split been lit. My confidence been ruined. Hot by the minivan, that's what I call carpooling. I'm coming off my high. Oh, oh, what a trick. I just realized I'm getting a hand job from a heavy chick.
Oh!
I just got word of a party. They serve it unlimited, but Cody. My deal is with a big kid. She can't be following. I'm yeah, I got a bag of the shit that he called me.
We got a bag of the shit I call
not one seat. Who got a bag?
You got a bag.
Who got a bag?
I got a bag.
I got a bag of the shit
he called
Black Widow.
We got a bag of the shit I call
nuclear missile. Who got a bag?
I got a bag.
He got a bag. They got a bag.
They got a bag.
You got a
bag. I got a bag.
We got it. Gotta have a bag.
But on the real, all my smoke is the word of advice. Just buy a pack of Christians. They'll be raising the prices on singles.
growing up, I had nothing the way I do now. Except a nigga much older, plus a nigga got a child on the block hustling. When niggas smoking black and mouse for me, we work slutty to bring the stress down. And I don't want these bitches shit. Hand me a bag of stress. Two switches, tall can and a brandy fist. Bubble gum policies and some cigarettes. Instead of dodgy niggas be amazed with a 20 hit. Fucking ace. I'd rather go and cop a half ounce. Sip some brandy and smoke until I pass out. Wake up to go do it again. Roll up a couple switches, invite a few friends. Matter of fact, do a barbecue. What? Call up the Cali crew, tell them bring a dish or two. And a pack of brew. And don't forget that bag of weed for me. And that's it that I need. Mary
Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not to see yourself, it's a stress for me. Cold on Kentucky, on these grimy streets to make me easy to get high with. Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not to see yourself, it's a stress for me. Don't focus on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with.
Pitch made, niggas make me smoke too. Calm my nerves down before I have to do some food. Because my life's got enough stress. Crooked ass hoes in the projects, fake soldiers and hood tests. Pull up another one until you feel it in your chest. Reclined in the mind, I think I need a rest. Wait to a cigarette and get myself back in the game. Trying to stay in the light, even though it always seems like it's raining. So fuck the world and every asshole in it. Especially the bitch where my nigga at the clinic. Most niggas lies as fuck. Stuck in rust in the ghetto with no choice to bust. Can't keep their head up, the system got them locked down. So I roll up a blunt and try to find a way to get out. Get the rhymes spill out. Get dough, my mind's nifty. But now a nigga got a new vision for my
Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not to see yourself, it's a stress for me. Whole fucking ducking on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not to see yourself, it's a stress for me. Don't focus thugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
I'll be getting high. 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 I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting. I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
I be getting high.
The world is filled with suckers. Weed counts a nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me
get the wall.
Getting high on Cali Joe. My peoples never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna. I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others, that's that. Yeah, I love them all, Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on bid my deal and selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll just stay in outer space. Cause I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I be getting high.
I be getting, begin, begin, getting. I be getting high.
I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Weed is from the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change, now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why
it's Jesse fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't got to dance, spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll
We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. And Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared. Them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work. They tried to make the dagger slip, and I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my double weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them, there's no
shit.
Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here,
it's gonna fuck me up. I'll be getting high. 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 I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting. I'll be getting high.
I'll be high. I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Yes, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life either. The Dagger. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, special guest, Rucius, out the HD Click, out the 818, still in the building, been hanging with your boy all day. K-Wise, chilling out, hanging out. Quick news before we get out of here with y'all. Just y'all hear about Whitney Houston flipping out on the airplane? Y'all, this bitch over a fucking seatbelt. Like, see, the flight attendant told her, fasten your seatbelt before the plane takes off. She was like, no, I'm not gonna like really have like. They say she acted an ass like off a diva moment, I guess. And I just, this is the stupid shit, bitch. It's a fucking seatbelt. Everybody fastens their seatbelt before they leave, or they at least pretend like they do when this flight attendant walks by. You pretend like you fasten your seatbelt, and then you keep it pushing. You don't sit there and act the ass in the middle of the plane over a seatbelt. But she's stressing the fact that she wasn't on nothing or that she was sober. I doubt it. You don't trip out over a seatbelt just because you're sober. I mean, if you're sober, I don't understand that whatsoever. It makes sense to anybody else? Anybody else? No? Like, bitch, you was off of something to be tripping off a motherfucking seatbelt. I mean, I'm sorry. And then let's see, what else? And Big Boy accepted a plea deal for his charges related in his August arrest in drug possession. Atlanta rapper was charged with 3 counts of possession of a controlled substance and 1 count of drug paraphernalia. He was found with ecstasy pills, MDMA powder. Damn, what the fuck is that? Anybody know? MDMA, that's some drug I don't know about. Shit.
That's that new stuff.
Yeah, that's that. You must have to have a record contract to get some shit like that. So I got to remember that. MDMA, I got to write that down on something. Nigga have Viagra. Like, damn, Big Boy, what the fuck was you about to do, nigga? Shit. Like,
popping it off. Popping it straight off.
My nigga was about to get it popping that night, wasn't he? He wound up, what he get? He got to undergo 3 months of drug testing, community service, and $2,000 in donation to charities. See, look at that shit, man. And that just also shows you, look, if you got money and shit, you can get away with a lot. You can get away with some shit. Let them catch me with that much shit on me. You think I'm going to get off on some easy shit like that? I'm not. It ain't going to happen. But, hey, that's what the world is. That's how it is. That's how shit go. So, yeah, y'all, we're about coming down to the end of Slap Sundays, y'all. About to get down here. So, Rucius, boy, let them know again, man. Let them know where they can find you, what's going on, with your boy, Super Cold. You know, shout out to Super Cold. Couldn't be here with us tonight. You know, you're out there making that money, doing what you got to do. But let them know, Rucius, because you've been hanging with your boy all day. Let them know one more time.
Shout out to Super Cold. Shout outs to MOE. Shout outs to Super Chubbs. Shout outs to my nigga Nada. That's the whole HD Click. You know what I'm saying? I want to say free a couple people, free Big Slick, you know what I'm saying, off top for that. You know what I mean? Free the homie D-Gangster. You know, we always going to do that. And, you know, you can catch us on Reverb Nation. You can catch us, of course, right here on Bang Out, you know what I mean? Me, myself included, the whole HD Chip gang. We're doing it on Facebook, you know what I mean? You can catch any one of us on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You heard the list of the lineups. Just go ahead and look for it anyway. we be here on Bang Out. We're going to come back on Bang Out again if y'all have us back up here.
Hey, man,
you know,
all day, every, like I said, you can write down, like I said, you can put the number in your phone, lock it under Bang Out. You can put a dagger on there or whatever. Like I said, every Sunday, man, 7 in line, you can holler at me, man. I'm here. This is where I'm going to be. This is definitely, if I'm, as long as I'm here, then everything's not, you know, all the way bad, nigga. Anytime you're welcome to come through, holler at your boy, chop it up, or whatever. You got that. Don't even trip. And like I also said, man, you and y'all local. I mean, this is the West Coast. You know what I mean? 818-661-323. We all out here. You know what I mean? 310. You know what I mean? We gonna turn. We gotta get it together. Turn it up somewhere one day. Let these motherfuckers know how we do it. K Wise, let them know, man, what you got going on. Let them know where they can find you at before we get up out of here.
I just got my artist Quiet Storm album coming out called Street Hop. First single's already floating out there. Street Hop the single. And everybody, you can find me on Twitter.com/KWAZ5000 or my Facebook, KWAZ Lyrical Psycho, and you'll see me.
I'm
everywhere.
There it is. And you know your boy right here, man. Every Sunday, 7 to 9, Slap Sunday's the Dagger. You catch me on Reverb Nation as well. You know, I do this music. I do these 16. You need 16. You need a hook. You need whatever. I got that as long as you're about the business. Make sure also, like I said, October 30th, again, if you ain't got nothing else going on or y'all want to get something popping, come fuck with the Dagger. I can probably get y'all some good prices, get y'all some good discounts. Hard Hustle Entertainment, Hollywood top promoters and models. Again, Halloween Model Massacre, y'all, Club Empire. Make sure y'all there the 30th. 1716 North Cahuenga, Hollywood, California. All right, if you holler at me, I may be able to get y'all up in there. So make sure, and I need all y'all indie artists still sending me y'all slappers, hood bangers, ladies. If you want to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, I need y'all top picks. I need y'all sexy picks. I need those. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure all the independent artists, if you ain't got your music or your profile up on Bang Out Radio, you need to get over there and hook up your profile. Because like I said, we looking at y'all. We seeing y'all. We helping. We all trying to get this together. We all trying to do it together. If you about that bullshit, you about that BS, stay the fuck where you at. It's all good. We don't need you. Unless you just want to hate. I mean, haters' job is to hate, so it's okay if that's what you want to do. But like I said, do it from over there. Don't come over here fucking up what we got going on, because we over here doing things. We dealing with people that's doing things. And we ain't got time for the bullshit. Don't got time for the drama. All right? So here we go, y'all. Thank everybody for being out there. Like I said, if y'all listening, make sure y'all tune in next week, 7 to 9. Make sure y'all share the links. Make sure y'all spread the word. Make sure y'all talk about it. Make sure y'all let people know that Bang Out Radio is not bullshit. Dagger's not bullshit. Topaz said it's not bullshit. You know what I mean? We got shows every week. Marley B is not bullshit. Amanda G, not bullshit. You know what I mean? Supreme, not bullshit. You know what I mean? Niggas is not bullshit over here. KY, you know what I'm saying? HD Click, not bullshit. Like,
not
yeah, that's what I mean. If y'all on that bullshit, then y'all leave it where y'all at, because the niggas is doing shit over here. So make sure y'all right back here next week. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank Roosh's HD Crew for hanging out with your boy today. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you.
Bang Out Radio. Holla at y'all. Make sure y'all get at me. We out.
This is a J-Rom production.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hit some mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. You a friend, a cold heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. The shit I do will make you think that life's a game. And I never wonder, will I ever change? I'm cool with that, always some chase pursuing cash. That's my main freeze, she's just a breeze. Fly with me, get high with me, as vibe as me. Party all night, worry free. You acting tough, just relax and stuff. Patron on us, get the party popping. From England to L.A. to Kingston, blow your damn mind for the weekend. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. a couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. It's good, though too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hence a mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin Williams got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought.
This is a J-Rom production.